father again. It's such a celebration to come as a family and just together with you, Father, with your Son and with your Holy Spirit, to just to so value and appreciate and just to worship you, but also, Father, to be so loved by you is mind-blowing, and we wanted to say thank you and what you have done through Jesus Christ. It's such an incredible, what can we say, a revelation of your love and action of your love in how you speak to us and open up the truth that is found in your Son Jesus, for us discovering who we are in him and what your good news is all about, and taking us into that. And so we so value the ministry of your Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, guides us into all truth, takes what our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ has done, who he is, and makes it known to us that we can live in that. And we would just so appreciate and say thank you for that, Father. So this morning, our hearts are open, our ears are open by your grace to hear and to respond and just to say yes, Father, and to and what you're going to be sharing in the next couple of days to us is going to be life-changing. And we want to thank you for you being such a life-changing God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh. Great, guys. I think we're going to start. I want to just read Romans 8, the first four verses, and then we're going to continue with the transition, so that we can, because Romans 8 is an incredible word for us as believers, and it is where our Lord is taking us into this truth is life changing. I know in my own life what he's been sharing about the law of the Spirit of life is truly life changing. But to grasp that, and so today is just it's just the beginning of the revelation. It's the beginning of it being established within us. And so we're just going to just touch one aspect of this morning, and we'll continue more and more because there's so much to grasp in these four, just these first four verses. So let me just start there in verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did it, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, or sin offering all for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then we carry on, but we will stay with these verses first of all, just basically verse 1 and 2, or just the introduction to verse 1 and 2 this morning, as we look at that there. Now, remember last week, we were looking at the role of the law. We were looking in Romans chapter 7, what the law does and what it cannot do. And so we know the law cannot release life because of the fact of the sinful nature. But what the law does do is that when we hear, and the context of this law here in that portion that we're reading is in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. So when we hear, and every believer, all of us have read the Bible, we know the Ten Commandments, and so we experience this in our own in lives. So when we hear the law of God, what takes place? Because remember, sin is lawlessness. So what takes place that we delight, we want to obey what the commandments are, but within us, in the body of sin, the sinful nature, because it's sin, it's lawlessness, straight away, it starts to come alive. So there's rebelliousness, this lawlessness within us starts to come alive. And as we looked over there, it begins this military, operation, and it starts with its strategy on how to keep us in captivity, how to not allow us to obey God. And so it starts this incredible military campaign, military operation within us, and it takes us captive. So we've got this conflict within us. We delight in the law of God. We want to do it, but we find this law working within us that overpowers us, and we find we cannot do what we're wanting to do. And so that's the role of the law. The law is to make us aware what sin really is. The law is there to awaken within us the lawlessness, to bring it alive, to really help us to understand that we are sinful. Because as God speaks, we know that we desire, so we know that's good, but we find there that within us there's this other principle operating there. And as we saw there, Paul writes there, it's this law of sin at work. And so that's the conflict that we looked at last week that takes place. So let me just conclude there. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Now, and so we were touching that quite a bit last Sunday. And in that over there, remember when we started right in the beginning, we spoke about the gospel of God, and we spoke about it as a power of God for salvation. And salvation is God himself through his son Jesus Christ delivering us out of sin and the consequences of sin. So Paul writes over there in verse 25, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we're still looking at this incredible good news of God to humanity. Okay, we haven't changed, still the same message over there, but he's just opening up the incredible depth, the width, the height, the length of this incredible good news of God through his son Jesus Christ for you and I. And now the Holy Spirit is helping us to just go deeper and to experience more of this good news in our own personal lives. And so that's what we were busy looking at last time over there. Now, he then says over there, thanks be to God, because who is going to rescue me from this? He himself, none of us can rescue ourselves from this law operating within us. It's impossible to do that. So God had to do that. And that is what we are busy looking at over there. So when we go to, in Romans here, chapter 8, let me go back again to Romans chapter 1, because we will begin to see so much that we just read over and we don't spend the time to really consider what is God saying to us. And so back to Romans 1 and verse 1 onwards, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Now verse 2, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture regarding his son. And then so important, who to his earthly life was a descendant of David. So the humanity of Jesus plays a big role in this gospel. It plays a big role in this good news. Very, very important not to just gloss over that over there. And we're going to go deeper into that, particularly next week, because we will start looking at what temptation is and how temptation and how the law of the Spirit operates when it comes to the temptation that you and I face. And so Jesus, who was tempted in every form, because that's why we've got to understand the reality of our Lord Jesus Christ as a human, and so that we can receive what he has done as a man and receive the benefits of that. So regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the reality of Christ as a human, the reality of Christ in his glorified state as he is now, his death and his resurrection, all of that is so, so important to be able to receive the benefits of salvation by faith. Okay. And so through him we receive grace. And this is going to be a big part now in learning how to live in the reality of the law of the Spirit of life. Because grace is fundamental. Simple faith is fundamental. Those two, we cannot get away from that over there in receiving the benefits of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we were busy looking at, or we looked at that quite a bit over there. Now, let's quickly go back to Romans 8. Verse 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, in John chapter 3, those who believe in his son Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. Those who do not believe in his son Jesus Christ are already condemned. Okay? So it hasn't changed. The message is still the same. And so Paul is saying for those that are in Christ Jesus, those who simply believed, remember what faith is. It is a God faith. God became real to you and I, and we simply believed. And as we simply believed, we entered into this realm of being in Christ Jesus, the spiritual realm. Spirit gave birth to spirit and no longer flesh to flesh. We now this new humanity in Christ Jesus. He is the firstborn of many. So in him is a whole new humanity that is now being brought into being by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's us as believers. That's who we are. Okay, that's how he rescues us out of the dominion of sin, out of the dominion of this law, because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So therefore, there is now no condemnation. Remember, condemnation has to deal with the law. There's a investigation that's gone. The person is found guilty, and there's the penalty of that. Likewise, you and I, we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. We've all broken the laws of God. We've all violated. We've all been in rebellion, all of mankind. And so thorough investigation and God says guilty, and there's a punishment of that there. But now in Christ Jesus, because remember in Romans 5, the righteousness of Jesus, the sinlessness of Jesus, all of that has been imputed to us and it belongs to us. So we simply believe. So we now in this position that there's no condemnation because we don't break the law anymore. The power of sin is the law. Because remember, when the law is spoken, sin comes alive. So now in Romans chapter 7, we see there that we start off there that in Christ we have died to that authority of the law. So now the power of sin cannot operate within us. That's why it's so important to begin to understand this law of the Spirit of life, because no longer does that authority of the law, because as long as that authority of the law is operating and be living by that law, Now sin has its power. Now that's operating. But so Christ dealt with the authority, dealt with the original sin. He's also dealt now with the law. We've died to that. We've died to the power of sin. We've died to the power of the law, so that we are now this incredible place where there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Okay. If we live by the law, sin has power over us. Romans chapter 7 is the reality of that struggle, because he's wanting to live by the law. There's this authority, there's this law operating in the body, the sinful nature, the power of sin is operating, and it beats me all the time. It conquers me all the time, and I'm defeated. Who's going to save me? Who's going to deliver me from this wretched body of this conflict that I'm going through? Thanks be to God that in Christ Jesus, there's deliverance. That's salvation. There's deliverance. That's part of the good news. Okay. So that was just to get us into where we're going. Okay. Now, therefore, there is now no condemnation at all. Underline that. For those who are in Christ, underline that. For, this is the reason why there is no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Okay, let's stop over there. In Romans 5, we see there in verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, now in Romans 8 verse 1, therefore those, now there's no condemnation for those in Christ. Why? Because we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? That's good news of our Heavenly Father to us. Because he gave us a gift of faith. When the Spirit spoke to us, we were fully persuaded what Christ has done, and we simply believed. And at that very moment, we were declared not guilty. We were placed in Christ Jesus as if we had never sinned, because Christ is sinless. We're in him. So that's the reality. We live in that reality like we've never sinned, because we are in him. That's this incredible justification truth, because we simply believed and God gave us that gift of faith. We have peace with God. That's how you and I live as children of God. We live in this place of peace, okay, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Okay. Faith, simply believe in his son Jesus. Now through him, remember, the law comes through Moses. And because the law, it brings sin alive within mankind. That law of sin operating in the sinful nature of mankind rules and reigns, and humanity is a slave to that sin. There's no escaping that. Okay? So God has to send his son. God couldn't come down as himself. He had to come down in a human form to be able to deal with this. Okay? So now through our Lord Jesus Christ, we now have gained access into this incredible grace in which you and I now stand. Okay? Now we carry on there, and I'm going to go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 to verse 4. Again, this is all foundational to understand one little point I'm going to share in Romans 8 verse 2, just to be able to understand the importance of this. So we've just read that it's through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith, we have now entered into, we now have access into this realm of grace in which we now stand. Very important word, we stand. Yeah, we are established in this. That's our position. That's who we are. And then in Galatians 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So straight away here, we start to see freedom. Remember salvation? Salvation is God delivering us out of sin and the consequences of sin. So now we see in his son Jesus, there's a freedom. So now we've been freed, first of all, from the original sin of Adam. We are no longer guilty of that original sin. We've been freed from the power of sin. We are freed from that. We have been freed from the authority of the law. We've been delivered from that. So now, because of that incredible freedom that we have, we no longer are a slave to sin. We no longer have to serve. So that battle within us, when we hear the law, that now that's not going to conquer us. It will be the temptation aspect that we'll look at next week, but that's not going to take us down. That's not going to capture us at all. We're not going to yield. We're not going to serve that law, that principle of sin operating in within us. We're not going to serve that, because now we've been taken out of that. We're now in Christ Jesus, and there's another law operating that you and I live in. Okay. And God wants us to know how to live in this now. And so you start off over there, for it is freedom. See, straight away, there's a mindset. There's a renewal of the mind. Remember Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Now, likewise, start to think the same, that you have died with Christ in his death, that you've been raised with him into the new life. See, this is now us starting to get into agreement, us starting to, by simple faith, accept it. But Lord, you freed me from that principle, from that law that is operating in the members. You freed me. That's part of the freedom. I'm starting to renew my mind. I'm starting to, by faith, because by faith we enter into the realm of grace. So by faith I'm receiving, while in Christ I've been set free. Okay? I'll show you why this is so important, because you may say, but there's still the battle within me. We'll get to that when we're still looking at temptation and how that operates. But now we're looking at a truth of here that opens up the operation of this law of life. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Now he comes and he says, stand firm. We have access into this, by faith, into this grace in which we now stand. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. And the slavery that he's speaking about here, again, is part of the Torah, the law of Moses, and here is the circumcision. And remember, he's writing to the Gentiles that are believers, and now there are some Jewish scholars coming, Jewish believers, whatever the case may be, and saying, no, just simple grace, just simple faith in Christ Jesus is not good enough. You've got to add to that. You've got to be circumcised, because that's how you're going to be a covenant child. The only way to be a covenant child is now to be circumcised, because that was a promise to Abraham. And so that is the reality, and that's the conflict. And Paul is saying, no, in Christ there's circumcision. In Christ, you know, he's totally bringing in the reality of the finished work of Jesus. And so Paul carries on and he says to them, do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery. Very important, because they're in this realm of grace and they're hearing a message, Christ is not sufficient. Simple faith in Christ is not enough. You've got to add this religious activity now. You've got to add this performance, you've got to add this duty, you've got to do this, you've got to do that in order to be accepted by God. And Paul is saying, no, if you ignore the simple faith in Jesus, Jesus alone, you now are going back into slavery. But Christ has set you free. Don't go back. You need to stand firm in the faith in Christ Jesus. You need to stand firm in the finished work of Jesus. He is all sufficient. Don't deviate from that. You don't need anything more. It's what he has done for you, that you simply believe in what he has done, because what he has done has been imputed into our lives. That's it. Don't deviate from that. Just stay in that simple faith in him so that you can begin to experience the benefits of Christ, the benefits of salvation. And then Paul writes over here, mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Now that is such a big, big truth. That is so important, because we read the law of the Spirit of life, but sometimes we're not experiencing and living in the power of that, because there's something that we don't understand yet in how this works. So Paul's writing over there, guys, if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be no value at all to you. Now let's just stop there, because what does this word no mean? This is very, very important. The word no means actually nothing. It means it rules out leaving no exception. In other words, it shuts the door. That's a common English terminology. It shuts the door to the value of Christ in your life. That's what, the moment we step out of simply believing in what Christ has done, and we start to use human effort to sanctify our lives, human effort to justify our lives, human effort to become more holy, human effort to try and please God, whatever it may be from our own human perspective, it shuts the door. Very, very important. Very, very important. It shuts the door to the flow of grace. It shuts the door to the law of the Spirit of life. It shuts the door. There's no exceptions. Okay. That is why this good news is so important. The freedom and the deliverance that you and I are moving into is such a good news for us. He goes on over there. I tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value. So what's happening? The incredible life of Jesus, his death, his resurrection, his glorification, everything about our Lord Jesus Christ, everything that he has done in Christ, we have been blessed in every spiritual blessing, all of that, suddenly the door shut and we do not experience it. We're not getting that. We're not living in the reality of Jesus Christ and the value and the benefits of our Lord Jesus Christ. It shuts the door. There's no exception. Yeah, that. There's no exception. Very, very, very important. And that's why many believers, we find over there that when we give our lives to Jesus Christ, we find tremendous freedom. And after that over there, we're battling in our old nature. We're battling with sin. We're battling with that over there. Why? Because somewhere along the line, we've stepped out of simply believing and we step into self-improvement and it shut the door. And now that grace, the benefits of Christ, cannot operate within us because we've closed, we've shut the door. It's not operating. And so he goes on and he says over there, of no value. So the word value, again, just means no benefit, no help. So what our Lord Jesus Christ has done has got no benefit. And remember a few weeks back, Psalm 103, forget not the benefits of salvation. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not the benefits. Okay. Living in this realm of grace so that the benefits of Christ flow into our lives. We live in the reality of the benefits of our Lord Jesus Christ, not our own human benefits, not the benefits of a church constitution, not the benefits of whatever it may be, but it's the benefits of our Lord Jesus Christ, him and him alone. Centrality of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the answer to mankind. He is the gospel. He is the good news. He is the power of God for salvation. He is the righteousness of God. He's the wisdom of God. Okay. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be rooted and established in him. And that's what he's coming to over here. And so he goes on there and he says over there, I tell you that if you let yourselves, so I have a free will. I let myself, I listen to them. I'm persuaded by them. That's religious faith operating now. I'm fully persuaded that Jesus is not enough. I've got to now fast for 41 days in order to be more better Christian. I've got to now cut my hair in order to be a better Christian. All these rules and regulations in order to be a better Christian. Sanctification's got nothing to do with human rules and regulations. It's all to do with Christ and the law of the Spirit of life. That sanctification is all about that and how to live in that, what he has done. Stay in the realm of grace so that the benefits of Christ are flowing and the door is not shut because we simply believe. Okay, and you see why faith, this gift of faith, is the most precious gift that God has given to you and I, because it's opened up all of us. By faith, we have access into this grace. And everything about this world system, everything about the demonic realm, everything about religion is to try and get us out of living in that simple, pure, undiluted, uncontaminated faith, the gift of faith God has given to you and I, and simply staying in that, living our day-to-day life simply in that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is who he is. Simply believe in him. He's done it all. And for us to live in the benefits of what Christ has done. So you and I, because of grace, because we simply believe, the value of Christ flows into our lives. The door's not shut for us who simply believe and continually depend totally on the finished work of Jesus in bringing about the transformation in our lives, bringing about the answers, bringing about everything over there in him. He is the wisdom of God. And so we live like it. And then again in verse 3, again I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. Okay? He's placed himself back under the authority of the law. But remember Romans 7, what we read there, that in Christ we have died to the law. So we are no longer married to the law. We are now married to Christ Jesus. So the authority of the law is no longer over our lives. The authority of Christ is now our reality over there. That's where the law of the Spirit operates. Okay. And again, he says over there in verse 4, now, you who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. He's speaking to Christians. He's speaking to believers. You see there in from verse chapter 1, see then chapter 3, speaking to believers, you who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. Wow, that word alienated means, it's such a strong word. It means to render inoperative. It means to make invalid. It means to be totally without force, being of no effect. That's what takes place. The moment we, Jesus, you're not good enough. I've got to do this by myself to improve and to become more holy, to become a better Christian. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. The moment I'm back into human effort, bringing a law into my life, the moment I listen to the Ten Commandments and say, wow, I agree with that. Now let me in my own ability fulfill those Ten Commandments. The moment I do any of that over there, all of a sudden the door is shut. Grace is not, the benefits of Christ is not coming through into one's life. But also now, we've been alienated from Christ. Christ has no effect. The power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is totally invalid. Remember in Paul's letter in 1 Corinthians, that the gospel, the death and resurrection of Christ is the power of God for those who believe. Can you see? For those who believe, it's the power of God, because we're not shutting the door because we're going into our inability. And so the power of God, the full effect of Jesus, is totally operating in our lives. It's totally effective. It has a force, it has a power operating in us who believe. Simply believe. If we don't believe in Him and we go into our own ability and our own belief in our own self to do things and to be able to improve our own lives in our own ability, all of a sudden the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is not operating within us. We've been alienated from Christ Jesus. Okay, and then it says over there, you have fallen away from grace. In other words, it's, that's what it is there. We've fallen out. We've leapt out of this grace of God in which we at once stood. That's what he's saying over there. Guys, that's in Galatians chapter 3, he speaks about that. They believed the Spirit of God is working, miracles are taking place. They then started to add on circumcision, and all of a sudden that all dried up over there. No more miracles, no more life of the Spirit of God operating over there. And that because the door is shut, and now they're just living, and that, and they've been alienated from the power of the incredible death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. So all of that, just to bring you to this one point this morning. Let me read back to Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, let me read verse 2 very slowly. We've been focusing about our Lord Jesus. We've been focusing about simply believing. And because we simply believe, the door's wide open, and the benefits of Christ is now operating within us. Okay? And so he says over there, for the law of the Spirit of life, where is this law of Spirit of life? It is in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Jesus, as a man walking on the earth, that's why it is so important to understand, and we'll go into that next week, the humanity of Jesus. Jesus, as a human being, lived in the reality of the law of the Spirit of life. That is what was operating in him. And Jesus walked this earth with that law operating within him. Now, we see there in verse 9 that all of us who believe, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Okay, and we'll carry on there because there we see the Spirit gives life to the body. But now we're going to, the simple fact is this morning that when you and I realize, but Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life was operating within you when you walked as the human being, that same law now operates in me as a human being. Just that, guys, if you can receive that, you will find a life-changing shift taking place, because it's no longer abstract. It's now a reality. You've accepted the fact that just as Jesus was man, yet without sin, he didn't have that sinful nature, but now he was tempted in every way. But Jesus had this law, and because of Jesus and our participation in him, now that same law that operated in Jesus while he was on the earth is now operating in you and I while we're on this earth, because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And as I said, as we just simply reflect, it's not about my law. It's not about me trying to get this law to work. No, 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 no. We do not want to alienate ourselves from the value of Jesus Christ. We do not want to shut the door. We want to have the door wide open by simply believing, because this is grace we're now standing in. And because of what God has done in our place, His Son Christ did it for us because we could not do it ourselves. This is the grace realm. Now, as we simply realize, but Lord, that same law operating in you, that law of the Spirit of life that operated in you as a man living on the earth, facing all the temptations that humanity can face, but yet without sin, that same now operates within me. So I can now start to live in that same realm, facing all the temptations that arise within me, yet without sin, yet I won't give in to that sin, yet I will live in the freedom and the deliverance from that other principle that was operating in me, because I simply have received what you have in you, and now it's been given to me by faith. Just that this morning, as I said, it's a freedom, because it's not us trying to work sanctification. It's us simply receiving, because the door is open. We're not going to shut the door and let the incredible law of that operated in Christ have no value within us. We're not going to shut the door with unbelief or with our own human effort to try and improve the quality of our lives and trying to become holy. We're now going to receive a law. We're going to receive what the life that is in Christ. We are simply receiving that. And so we can begin to experience that in a dimension that is mind blowing. And you will find, as you simply just believe that and meditate, and throughout this week, just, wow, Lord, that same law, that same Holy Spirit that brought life and gave you the victory, and you never yielded to temptation. When Satan tempted you, you never yielded to temptation. You see, because remember, Christ is the second Adam. The first Adam was also without sin, but yet they fell into sin. See, the same thing happened with Christ. The temptation came, but yet Christ did not fall into sin. See, so that same law in Jesus is now in us. Jesus as a man, we are now a new creation. We've been taken out of that old Adamic humanity. We are now in Christ Jesus. Now that same law that brought life and operated within Christ as man is in you and I. Won't you this morning just simply receive that? Just say, just by faith, receive and accept that over there. And you will find throughout the week and that this will start to become established. And whenever you find the temptation of the old rising up, just stop in moments. But Lord, I want to thank you that now the same law that operated within you is in me. You never sin. You never yielded to temptation. And I want to thank you that it's in me now. And so I find a victory. I'm finding a deliverance. I'm finding I'm no longer taken hostage. I'm no longer taken captive. I'm no longer in this military operation to try and take me down. I'm free of all of that there. The law has no longer authority over me. Power of sin has no longer authority over me. And there's this freedom that you and I stand in Christ. There is the freedom. Okay. And so we'll stop there this morning, and God willing, we will continue with verse 2 and verse 3 next week over there. Because for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness, this is humanity, of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemns sin in the flesh. And that's why it's so important for you and I to understand that this is in Christ. What he did in his death, he condemns sin in the flesh. And that, so we can now have the deliverance and live with that same law that of the Spirit of life in him. You and I have it inside of us. Accept that fact. It's in us. We, by faith, it's a gift from God. It's grace. It's in the realm. The door's open. The full benefits of Christ is operating in our lives. There is the freedom. There is the growth. There is the victory. There is the transformation. there is the incredible reality of maturing and growing in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we have communion this morning, let's just celebrate what our Lord Jesus Christ has done, to celebrate the fact that the door's not shut because I simply believe, and the door's open for the full benefits of Christ, the power of salvation for us who believe. But for those who do not believe, it is foolishness. The cross is a foolishness, and they're missing out because the door's shut. But for us who believe, the door's open. And so just again, you may find yourself in a place where, I've sort of added on so much in my own life to do this improvement, to be a better Christian. And, I've not allowed the same law of the Spirit of life that was in Christ Jesus, who's now in me. I have not allowed that. And so, that's why Galatians 5, to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about. And to live by the Spirit of God. So that's where we're going. So let's enjoy a time of communion with our Lord Jesus and with our Father and with the Holy Spirit, and just give tremendous thanks and praise to Him.